We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
JP Cadoran from Spectrum Sports. JP, sorry to keep you waiting there, buddy. You all right?
Dude, what's a match game? is that like a dating show, I assume? Or are we playing like Hollywood Squares, connect. What's the match game?
Hashtag millennial.
I thought Survivor was the first reality show.
Hey, new season starts tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness. Where can I watch Survivor, Kevin?
It's funny. I believe you can check that out on CBS 58.
Oh, what a coincidence. I am nothing if not a corporate shill. Hello, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
That's fantastic, JP. The question is, how are you? How is this?
I'm great.
It's a great time, isn't it?
Oh, what a time to be alive. Brewers, Badgers, Bucks, Packers, nothing better, my friend. You know Marquette Media Day is next week?
Oh, dude, don't even start me. Not to go inside baseball, but to try to get that thing staffed when you know the Brewers might be playing a one-game playoff in some other time zone, I'm losing hair, dude.
Yeah, buddy. At least you have Sunday off. No Packers game on Sunday. Not meaning off, but yeah. Hey, man, it's insane, though. Like, this time of year, it's seriously nuts, and the leaves are changing colors. As of, like, 6 hours from now, the weather will finally change into fall.
Right.
No, life is good.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, it's good in this way that there are good stories today that'll lead to tomorrow and in the weeks to come. It's not just a moment that's good. It's a whole season. And with the Brewers, I'm curious about this. First of all, I know the math, and you do maths as well. So I know you're aware of numbers and they go in various places or whatever, but can they overcome it? Do they have the grit to overcome this and keep playing after this week?
They definitely have the grit. I mean, coming back has been this team's specialty. I do not doubt their mental toughness whatsoever, but you just don't have a margin for error. You really don't. If the Rockies, I believe my math told me, if the Rockies go 3-2 the rest of the way, you got to go 4-2, and that's just to tie them. You know, so right. it's just math isn't on their side. It's going to be really tough. You have to be darn near perfect to make this thing happen. The good news is, this team has shown that it can win. It can do this. Now, it is funny. Correct me if I'm wrong, but they have not won 6 games in a row all year. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Well, now is a good time to start. But even if you go 5-1, you know, 5-1 gets them in, right? I mean, that's kind of what I'm going with. So you pick one game to lose, and the rest of them, you better be winning.
And you got to do it at St. Louis, too, and, oh, schedule makers. Look at what the schedule makers did.
I really like what they did. I mean, to have the last 4 series, and really it's like 7 of the last 10 series almost, all against division teams, I love it. Yeah. I absolutely love it.
It's making this thing work, and what it's going to do in the Brewers' case is it's going to make them face a demon, and I kind of like it, to be honest with you, because I think the Brewers have a better chance of slaying that little demon than they've had in a while.
Oh, boy. just the thought of, all right, so picture this. Okay, so you're thinking with a Tuesday brain, all right? And your Tuesday brain is fine, but let's get into your Friday brain, okay? Like, you're slightly fried. You were up late at Lambeau Field, okay? The Brewers need to either win 2 out of 3 to tie the Rockies or to win 3 out of 3 in St. Louis to get this done. Now tell me that you still think they're going to slay that demon.
No, Friday brain does not have the confidence of Tuesday brain. By the way, Friday brain might have to have surgery. Did I tell you that?
No.
It's a little foot thing. No big deal. But yeah, Friday I might be on some kind of crazy stuff having my foot worked on. And then Friday, I might have all the confidence in the world, you know, because good meds.
You'll be feeling something. But I mean, it would be the most unbelievable poetry if the Brewers could somehow make the Rockies keep losing 1, 2, 3 more games. That's all we need to ask of them. Come on, Jonathan Lucroy. I know you said you love Milwaukee. Just prove it this one time. get them to lose two or three more games, and then you're talking about going into St. Louis with a team that's been eliminated from the playoffs. You need to win two or three games in St. Louis to pop some champagne. I mean, it would be the most unreal poetry I've ever seen.
You going to be there if that happens?
You know what? There's a chance. There's a chance. Even if work tells me I don't have to go, I might just go.
You might just make it happen.
I might just leave. I might leave Camp Randall on Saturday after the Northwestern game and just start driving, see what happens.
It's awesome. And not to, you know, to leapfrog, because obviously there's a big game before those big games, and it's happening north of us instead of south. Without these tackles, now Kyle Murphy just went on injured reserve within the last hour or so. Yep. Without these tackles, can we realistically expect that the Packers will still put up points, or at what point does that become literally crippling to the offense?
Literally crippling. Listen, it's tough. I mean, it's really, really tough. Before the season started, we were so excited about this offense because we looked at the depth chart, and for all the right reasons, we got really excited about these names that are on it. Now, we did not look at the number twos with that depth chart. We did not look at the second offensive line and really the third offensive line and all those names there and wonder how they were going to stack up and if this could still be a prolific offense, almost even a record-setting offense, is what, honestly, a lot of us were thinking. It's going to be really tough. I still think they can put up points. I mean, I don't think they're going to get shut out. I don't think they're even just going to put up 10. I still think that Aaron Rodgers, we saw it with the throw to Jordy Nelson on Sunday, whenever that was. What day is it? Tuesday? We saw it with Aaron Rodgers and his magic to Jordy Nelson. This team is still capable of putting up points. Is it 35 every game? Well, it turns out probably not, at least not until a few more weeks until they get healthy. But I still think that they should be a good team, and as of now, I think they should beat the Bears.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be great. You know, just beat Chicago at a lot of things, all right? If we have to watch the red and blue team down there do their thing, specifically tonight, if they're with their magic number down to one, if we have to stomach that, at least give us the Bears still sucking, right?
If we have to deal with Peanut Tillman throwing out first pitches in our town,
yeah,
at least give us the football wins.
And you know, and we were kind of joking about it, but realistically, if you win this game, the season is back, you know, kind of on the table, if you will, because you get like a 10-day bye after playing a Thursday game. Hopefully guys are getting healthy, and you've escaped your first quarter of your season by going 3-1. And that's exactly what you want to do. You want to go 3-1 every quarter. That'll set you up real nice for the playoffs. So it is a big win. You can really escape this. And if you don't escape this game with a win, A, you're still really hurt. I assume you're even more banged up just due to the nature of NFL games. And now not only have you lost two games, you lost one of them to a division rival. And that's not where you want to go.
JP Cadoran from Spectrum Sports. Talking all kinds of different Wisconsin sport. What else? What do you want to do with Jabari Parker?
What do I want to do with him? Oh boy, that was interesting. I think this might have even been Joe who pointed this out yesterday. But I was at media day, and as soon as he said, I think it was Joe. Joe, chime in if it was you. Where he said, if it's not in his hands, he's as good as gone. Was that you, Joseph?
Yes, that was me.
Right, where he talked about if he wanted to be in Milwaukee long term, and he said. Now, granted, it was a hilarious response. Somebody asked him what his plans were, and he was saying, you know, it's out of my hands. That's why I pay 3% of my salary to my agent, which was fantastic just for him to be that honest about it. And I do believe him that he's not involved at all. But to my knowledge, if an agent works for an athlete can tell their agent, listen, you do what you got to do, but I want to be in Milwaukee long term. Right. I mean, that's what he has to tell his agent behind closed doors. Whether or not you say that in public, you know, there's certain leverage that you lose. So I get that he wouldn't come out and be that explicit about it. But we've heard people, I mean, how many times did Prince Fielder say that he wanted to be here,
yep,
you know, out in public? So I get it. Like, I get it with the public statements that you're not saying that. But, man, if he's saying that he has no input and it's up to his agent, I don't feel good about him being here long term.
Yeah, I would say there's no chance that Jabari Parker comes back then, because if you're going to give full power to your agent, you know what the agent's going to want. He's going to want a max deal. And the Bucks, I'm sorry, with all due respect, the Bucks would be stupid to give Jabari Parker a max deal when he's gone through two ACL surgeries. That is way too risky. As much as, look, I want to have Jabari Parker stay here long term. He is committed to the city. He loves the city. But seriously, how much does he really love this city if he's not going to speak up and say, hey, look, I'm willing to cut a deal with the Bucks. It's not about the money. You know, I got to go out there and prove it myself. I think that's, quite frankly, I think that's bogus, JP. I really is. It really is.
It's not often where we second guess something that Jabari Parker says, because he is, from all accounts, one of the most outstanding gentlemen that the NBA has ever experienced. And
no
he's
doubt.
One of the best stewards of this city that we've ever had play in Milwaukee. But yet there, like you just mentioned, there's so many things that we kind of wish he just said. You know, there's so many where you wish he would say, listen, you know, I'm not going to be on the court until February. I got to prove that I'm worth that money first, or something along the lines of his loyalty to the city. He's not from here. He doesn't owe this city anything. Like, they drafted him, but guess what? 29 other teams wanted to draft him too. You know, it's not like the Bucks went out on a limb for him. But nonetheless, it would still be really nice to have him say, listen, I want to be here long term and I will cut a deal. I think we have something special going and I want to be a part of it. If we don't win a championship this year, I know one is coming and I want to be here for it. So again, it's not often we have to second guess something that Jabari has said, but that would have been nice instead of, I don't have any input on it. My 3% goes to my agent. So see you guys next year.
3%? No, I guess that's what the standard for athletes, right?
Yeah, sure.
That's a nice chunk of money. Agent?
My agent? My wife? she
tells you what city you're going to?
Yeah. Yeah. And she does it in these fun ways too. It's like, you know, she hands me an envelope and it's like, Cleveland? Then she laughs. She's like,
or Madrid.
Yeah, Madrid.
Mine does it by not talking to me if I ask the wrong question. It's delightful.
The wrong answer is a not answer.
You'll get there, Joe. Don't worry. You'll understand.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. 10 years of marriage for me. How many for you, JP, if you don't mind?
Well, hold on. What year is it? we got five. We have 5 years of marriage. One kid, one on the way. Life is good.
It's fantastic. JP,
always
a pleasure, man. It's great. We do this in a press box at various events. It's nice to do this over some airwaves.
Absolutely, and I'm glad that it's not the Anchorman fight that your Twitter followers believe it is.
It did not escalate quickly, which I was worried it might.
Really got out of hand. Nope, I will take my medieval weapons and carry them with me. I will not brandish them on you, sir.
Thank goodness. I don't have enough armor to fight all of that. Yeah. JP, have a good one, dude.
All right, see you, boys.
That's JP Kadoran from Spectrum Sports joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.